Here at DSW, we're getting back to our regularly scheduled program, Living Your Best Life. Whatever is on your calendar, you're going to need some really good shoes. That's where DSW comes in. Find Need Right Now sneakers, Wear Everywhere sandals, and everything in between from top brands like Adidas, Reebok, Steve Madden, and more. Shop now at DSW.com or a DSW store near you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron, and I had the opportunity to catch up with Katie and Blake just a few moments ago. They are doing their press tour, so I had about a little less than 10 minutes to try to ask Katie and Blake as many questions as I could. We covered Justin. We talked about the aunt. Of course, there was awkward questions about Greg, even some Tayshia questions I threw in there. So I want to play my chat with Katie and Blake. All right, guys, we have a lot to get through in a short period of time. Katie, you spoke to Caitlin about the moment you knew that Blake was the one for you. And can you tell me a little bit about how you came to that conclusion? And did it have anything to do with how well he took you talking about wanting to quit and the Greg and Michael A conversation you guys had in the hot tub?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many layers to it in terms of how well the hometown went, but then how I could be totally honest with him and he was just accepting and supportive. Then of course we shared our feelings for each other. And then the overnight date is where you really get to talk uninterrupted without people listening. And that just really, I mean, there's so many steps to it, but a combination of all of that really made me confident that he is the one and that we would be great in the real world. And that's another thing people kind of forget about is, how is he with my family? How is he in the real world with me? And even watching this back, would our relationship survive?
As a viewer, we kind of feel like we maybe missed out a little bit on your connection with Justin. First, do you agree with that? And were you surprised he said he was blindsided when you sent him home? Because I think we kind of were.
You know, I'm not surprised he was blindsided. Just because of what him and I experienced. And yeah, unfortunately, there is a whole love story you guys didn't get to see. But him and I both agreed it doesn't matter, you know, what people got to know in terms of our connection. We know what was there and what we were able to take away from it. And we actually remain on great speaking terms today. And but yeah, I will say you definitely missed out on learning more about this great guy.
Social media, you know, had some feelings about your mom and your aunt Katie. First of all, Blake, how was watching that back? Was it as awkward as it felt and watching it?
Yeah. I mean, it's, I can laugh at it now. I remember in the moment, it was a very, intimidating moment. It was hard to navigate it. I'm excited to see her and, you know, have a drink and talk and laugh about it, right? She just wanted the best for Katie, and so she went about that in her own way, and she didn't get the answer she wanted, clearly, but hopefully we're okay now moving forward.
Yeah, Katie, were you nervous that, you know, Blake might get a little scared away after that conversation? And what is the update on what they know about the engagement? Because that was the real bomb you dropped.
I mean, I think the biggest thing is, if he wasn't going to be able to survive Aunt Lindsay, he was not going to fit with my family. Not that she's always like that, but like, she's the hardest part of it. And if he could get through that, he can get through the rest of my family. Yes, they did find out as it was airing, and I've already received texts. Everyone's very supportive and excited, and they can't wait to meet him. And I just know he's going to fit in and seamlessly, really.
Love it. Something else people were buzzing about was Tayshia being the one to help Blake pick out the ring. Was that awkward at all for you, Blake? Or is Bachelor Nation, we just got to let it go that, you know, everyone's intertwined?
Yeah. I mean, you know, what I look back to and what's funny about this is, on her season, one of the only things we ever talked about that was actually aired was the importance of keeping a great relationship with your exes. And this is a weird, and it's the only thing that showed in that season. And, you know, look what happens. You just never know when your ex is going to be helping you pick out an engagement ring, right? So no, listen, you know, Zach and I are extremely close. Tayshia and I have a great friendship that came from that. Without her, there's a lot of things along the way, like, she brought me into it in a way and spoke well and highly of me to even come on here in the first place. And so without her, I don't know how I would have got through that day, because you could tell I was a little bit stressed.
Yes. Do you think she offered like that perfect amount of pressure and support? Because obviously you guys probably had conversations we didn't see, but it felt like she came on a little strong with the encouragement to propose.
Yeah. You know, I think, well, she just reminded me of of the confidence and the boldness that I came in, why I came here, right? And as much as like, there's so much weight that comes on the day that can make you start to overthink in that moment, it's like, okay, but let's take a picture, like a bigger picture. Why are you here? Like, what did you come here for? Like, let's really think about this, right? And without her, I probably just would have kept spinning, and she was able to like, just make valid points, but then bring me back to what this was all about and why I came here in the first place.
So was it after you sat down with Tayshia when you decided you were going to propose?
It was more when I got, because I was able to go back to the place and start getting ready and really start to like sit down and think about it by myself and take in everything. And there was no one in the room and no cameras. And it just kind of like settled in for me and I had to make a decision. And it just became very clear when you're getting ready and putting that tie on. It's like, this is it. And I know it is. And so I pulled the trigger.
Here at DSW, we're getting back to our regularly scheduled program, Living Your Best Life. From finding excuses to hug all your friends, to checking that big hike off your bucket list, to embracing the return of wedding season, life is calling. And whatever is on your calendar, you're going to need some really good shoes. That's where DSW comes in. We'll provide the shoes and you'll make them awesome. Find Need Right Now sneakers, Wear Everywhere sandals, Must Have boots, and everything in between from top brands like Adidas, Birkenstock, Reebok, Steve Madden, and more. Head to DSW.com or a DSW store near you to find your new favorite shoes. And Katie, you have said, you know, you were confident you and Blake were going to leave together, but you didn't know if he was going to propose. Do you think you would have been maybe a little disappointed if he didn't, or would you have just been happy to call it a day?
I know in the moment, because there was a moment where I didn't think he was proposing. I was just happy to leave with him. I knew that was going to happen no matter what. It's hard to say the impact of that in the real world, you know, it's because you go through so much and you want to take this very seriously. And a proposal, an engagement is very serious. I didn't come here to find a boyfriend. I can do that on a dating app, you know? So it's hard to say if we would have survived just as a dating couple. But the fact that we're both committed to each other as, you know, future husband and wife, it just says a lot about our confidence in our relationship.
Very fair. I gotta ask you about Greg a little bit. First of all, watching these last couple episodes, did you watch them together? Did you warn Blake? How much did you know going into watching maybe last week's episode and to last night's episode?
Yeah, I was very honest with Blake leading into every single episode, and we watched some of them together. You know, that one we actually got to watch a few weeks ago, and we watched it right before going into, you know, filming after the final rose. So there was a lot of, you know, emotions that I felt that I didn't feel in the moment with Greg. And that's what people need to remember, is after the final rose is about kind of speaking your own truth and getting it out there for that final closure. And really that's what Greg and I both were able to do. And we're, I think, ready to just close that door forever and move forward. You know, you can be happy and in love in your relationship, but still be upset with how someone treated you in the past. And you want to, you know, speak on that.
And is that the message you would maybe send to critics who would say that you being upset about Greg has anything to do with your relationship with Blake?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, it doesn't make sense to forget how someone mistreated me and how it made me feel just because I'm very happy and in love. You have the opportunity to speak to someone who hurt you, you're going to do it. And you don't really get that opportunity sometimes in real life when an ex does mistreat you.
And Blake, how was it for you to watch not only Katie and Greg's kind of dramatic breakup, but then this, you know, kind of heated reunion, if that's what you want to call it?
Yeah. So she had warned me about everything, that down to the littlest sentence that she would have said that would have made me upset or sad. She was very blunt and honest about everything. So going into that, there was no surprises at all. Secondly, it's very important to be understanding and empathetic of what she is going through, right? It's easy to be like, well, why would you say that? What about me? I was there. Well, like, what would you do in those shoes and how would you deal with it, right? Michael had left, Greg was leaving. And so I could see why she was doing and saying what she needed to. Things were breaking down. And so going into after the final rose, I had watched the episode. And I had a feeling as to how she would probably go about it, because I was sure that she was probably going to see it in a different lens after watching it back instead of being in the moment. And so it went how I thought it was going to. I knew she was going to speak her mind, one of the things I do love about her. And so she did just that. And I watched it. I was just kind of laughing and be like, I love this. Like, this is what I do love about you. You're speaking and standing up for yourself. And just raw. And I love that.
I feel like your ability to compartmentalize the show and her relationships is a total advantage that you guys have been able to have for your relationship. Do you think that's partly because you were on it last season, or do you think that you're just a lucky guy who can figure that out?
Listen, the experience definitely comes into play, right? It was a completely different season because I was able to be more calm and not freak out as much, and just kind of like really sit back and analyze things and not freak out about stuff. So yeah, it definitely helped me. The last season definitely helped me. It was funny because there was times where guys would come to me about advice and stuff too. So I would just be like, how would you handle this and stuff like that? And it was one thing to try to step back. This is also your guys' season. Like, I can't be here to like help you navigate this. So yeah.
And do either of you have any regrets about how anything went down? And what can you tell me about the future plans? Where are we moving?
I don't have any regrets. You know, I know there are some hot topics that came from episodes, but really the whole season was just about being honest and raw and having real conversations. And I think that's what each and every episode brought on its own topic. So overall, I feel great about how my journey wrapped up. And in terms of where we're living, I mean, I'm headed to Canada this week. We're going to probably spend weeks at a time, whether it's in Canada or San Diego, where I'm headed to, and we're just not ready to plant roots somewhere. So we're just kind of hop around because we have that luxury to do so.
Yeah. We need to see each other's lifestyles, and see what our passions are, our interests, and then try to see where our anchor spot will be, where all those things can kind of align and make sense for both of us. And, we're going to jump around for a bit and experience what works best for us.
Build it together maybe versus just going in. All right. Well, I think I have to let you go, but my last burning question, I'm sorry, I have to know, Katie, I've been dying to know, were that purple skirt you were wearing in your promos, is it on backwards?
I was trying to remember, but I feel like my stylist knew that it was backwards, but thought that that was like an edgier way to do it. I know nothing about fashion. So I was like, okay, let's go for it. Not realizing the internet would just like pop off about it.
All right. I had to ask. Thank you. And congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thank
guys.
You so much.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, tell your friends about this podcast, and come back every week for more Bachelor breakdowns.